Blog Talk Radio.
Why, hello, everyone. Welcome back to Elisek Publishing Radio. I am your host, Teresa Banks. And if I sound a little giggly this morning already, it's because I was actually laughing to myself all while the music was just playing. There were problems with the blogtalkradio.com servers, where I could not bring up the switchboard and activate other functions within the site. And I thought to myself, okay, well, if I can't start the show off with a little music, should I sing a song myself? Should I hum? Just what should I do? So, needless to say, I did not have to torture you by singing one of my songs, or singing, I should say, from my voice, or humming, and was able to select something from my little playlist here. So I hope, with all that said, that your year is going beautifully. I know some of you are like some of us here in the Midwest, freezing and cold and trying to get through all this shoveling and all this snow. But the good news is spring will be here and summer will certainly be back. So we need to just hold on, wrap up in our wintry gear, and try not to fret, and to know that the warm weather will be back upon us real soon. Now, with today's show, I wanted to address probably one of the most claimed New Year's resolutions by a lot of people, and that's dealing with weight loss. And if some of you have made that New Year's resolution to lose weight, then hopefully this particular segment will be for you. And what I would like you to do is to plan on being successful in losing your weight. And I'm hoping that some of the segments that I have coming up, including this one, will help you one way or another. Now, I do have to start off with somewhat of a disclaimer. I'm not a nutritionist, a person who works in the mental health field. I'm not a health fanatic. I certainly don't have it all together myself when it comes to trying to master this whole thing in regards to weight loss. However, since we are more than likely taking the journey together, because I'm certainly one who wants to trim down, lose some weight, and cut down some pounds and feel better and look better, then I feel that makes me qualified enough, because I'm like many of you who are doing that. Now, what I would like to do, starting with this segment, is to present to you five segments with weight loss tips that I would like to offer up to you. And the very first segment, including this one, I should say, is geared to offer you suggestions and ideas that hopefully have some uniqueness to them that perhaps you didn't think about that can help you along the way. So with this first segment, I would like to talk about unhealthy eating. And just so you have some idea of what's coming up to follow, the second segment will actually be on eating healthy, and you can mark your calendars now. I just scheduled that show, which will air on January the 21st at 11 o'clock a.m. Central, so you can mark that down right now. And you can go over to blogtalkradio.com/Ellisec, with Ellisec spelled E-L-L-A-C-E-C, to find out when the other three remaining shows will air on their date and time. The third segment, I would like to talk about fluid intake. The fourth segment, and you know, no segments about tips on losing weight can be complete without discussing the E word, right? Exercise. So segment four, we'll be talking about that. And then the last segment, and certainly not the least, we'll be talking to you about how to stay motivated. So I'm hoping that all five of these subject matters will truly help you. And just to recap them again, the first one's on unhealthy eating, the second one, eating healthy, the third, fluid intake, the fourth, exercise, and the fifth, stay motivated. So let's go ahead and get the ball rolling with the very first one, unhealthy eating. Well, as you've seen from my picture, you know that I am an African-American woman. Some of us that are African-American, certainly not all, have grown up eating a lot of soul food and learning how to cook soul food, and I am truly a part of that group. And I didn't realize just how much soul food I eat, and more specifically, how much frying of foods that I do, until I had a conversation with a girlfriend a few years ago. And I won't give you her whole name. I know she listens to this show and she'll fuss at me. I will give you her nickname, which is Bon Bon. So a few years ago, and I think we're probably in our 20s at the time, Bon Bon says to me, "Do you realize that you fry everything?" And I really had not thought about it then, and I have to say I haven't put as much emphasis in years past as I have over the past few months and starting this year and thinking about that. But when I really sat and thought about it, you know, she is truly right. And I want to give you kind of a feel for the type of cooking style that I grew up with in my household. Now, first off, in regards to frying, the bulk of the meats that we ate were always fried. And again, just to give you some examples, for breakfast, it may include fried eggs, scrambled eggs. It had just tons of butter in it to cook the eggs. Or it could be bacon or sausage, and those items were fried as well. For lunch or dinner, we may have things such as chicken or pork chops, both of which were well seasoned, usually with like some seasoning sauce. I can remember back in the day seeing that giant little bottle of Lori's seasoning sauce sitting around the house, and it either had that or tons of salt and pepper or whatever, you know, whomever the cook was thought that they should put on there to season and spicy it up, if you will. And then those items, either the chicken or the pork chop, would just be smothered almost in flour and then dropped in a hot skillet filled with grease, no less than half filled. And it would be cooked up and fried. And then behind that would be something like fish. And with the fish, let's say we had some fish for dinner. Let's say it was some catfish. That would be seasoned well with some kind of fish seasoning. And then it would be dropped into a skillet after it was battered down in cornmeal mixed with flour. And then, you know, as I thought a little bit deeper, I said, man, you know, even things that are typically baked, like let's say pot roast, we would tenderize our pot roast growing up, either with thick knives, like steak knives that we would kind of stab the meat with, and then we would put all of this great seasoning on it, flour it down on both sides, and then fry the meat on both sides, and then bake it. And then liver. You know, I've had people say to me they hate liver. Well, the way we would cook it is we would season it, flour it, fry it, and then simmer it in a pan on top of the stove. So needless to say, frying was truly a part of life. And the only time something was baked or grilled would include foods like ribs or turkey or ham or honey, some neck bones. And if you have had any barbecue neck bones, you truly missed out in life. So, you know, after doing all that back thinking and bringing things up to today, I thought, okay, well, I don't fry as much as I used to. In fact, I rarely fry at home now. However, fast foods have become my unhealthy way of eating. And I will run out to, let's say, a McDonald's or a Wendy's or some place like a Culver's and get like a double cheeseburger with fries and some type of soda. And what I realized is that as I began getting older, my body was really starting to feel it. All of that grease was taking its toll. I was starting to feel actually old, aged, and weak. It felt like I couldn't walk as fast. It felt like I was always getting tired and walking slow. And that I felt really sluggish, like climbing stairs, for example. My muscles were starting to feel really achy and pained. And when I went to the doctor's office, they were starting to say, you know, you have like pre-hypertension. You need to slow down on some of the things that you're eating. And, of course, certainly through the years, I've seen my weight start to climb. And so what I said is I need to make a change here. And so recently, just a few months ago, I'd say probably 3 to 4 months ago, it's been at this point, I began working with a weight coach at work. And so a lot of the ideas and tips and suggestions I bring to you over the 5 segments that are coming is to share a lot of the tips and ideas that I'm learning through that coach on how to live my life in such a way that I can aim and keep a healthy weight. And so the first thing that the coach and this program at work did is they sent me off a book loaded with materials, and they also sent a portion plate. It was so cute, you guys, I tell you, it was so cute. I still have it in the plastic. Haven't even taken it out of the plastic. I just look at it and use it more for the visual view of how big my portion sizes on my true plate should be. And then they sent a tape measure so that I could keep track of my waistline. And, of course, they tell you you should be weighing yourself regularly. And I know for some of us, you know, the scale may not be our friend. In fact, I was telling my weight coach as recent as yesterday, I hate the scale. And what I told her I was going to do is put a smiley face on it. I have some of like those little plastic googly eye things I use when I create my little origami creatures, like my cranes and my frogs, and actually put some of those little eyes on the scale. So when I step on that scale now, it looks like it's smiling up at me instead of frowning and being one of the enemies. So certainly think about that for yourself if you think it'll help you out. And so I'm working with this weight coach, I've come to learn different ways to stop eating so unhealthy. And I have to be honest with you, you know, we see shows like The Biggest Loser, and week after week as we tune in, we're seeing people that are morbidly obese taking off anywhere from maybe 5 or 6 pounds to, in some cases, 20, 30 pounds a week. Well, for a lot of them, making such drastic changes in their diet and being their size, of course they can take off those type of portions. But for me, one of the first things I had to learn in going through this whole coaching idea is that it may take a while. And in fact, for me, it actually took 4 to 5 weeks before I truly began seeing some results and start feeling better, looking better, and the weight finally starting to peel off. So again, with this segment, this first segment, my goal here then is to encourage you to stop eating so unhealthy. And to really take baby steps, to not say to yourself, you know, I'm going to wake up and have this whole schedule laid out during the day, and for breakfast, for my snack, for lunch, for another snack, for dinner, for perhaps even another snack, everything I have will be healthy. Start slow. I mean, maybe just make breakfast, for example, be your starting point and say to yourself, you know, instead of scrambling a bunch of eggs and frying sausage and bacon, that perhaps I'll have some Canadian bacon, which has a lot less fat in it. Or even start slower than that. You may want to say to yourself, okay, I'm going to still have the bacon, but maybe I'll bake it instead of frying it in a skillet, or the same thing with your sausage. So just start with baby steps, and that includes the portions too, as you are trying to change and not eat all of this unhealthy food. Say to yourself, you know, instead of having 4 or 5 pieces of sausage, which I know I can be guilty of eating, I'm going to replace that with a boiled egg. And the same thing for lunch and dinner. Instead of frying or stopping by a fast food place, I'm going to take some healthy things with me. That way I don't have to stop, because I have goodies right here by my side in the car, or tucked away in the glove compartment or some compartment of the vehicle. And so I can eat that and be healthy and not pull into a McDonald's and snack on all these greasy French fries that are going to eventually start clogging up my arteries. So as you're thinking about stopping this unhealthy eating, again, take those baby steps in doing so. And really think about totally eliminating or drastically reducing the foods that you fry and the fast foods that you eat. And I know in my case, it's truly become rare that I will have anything that's fried. I have completely stopped frying at home. And so anytime I have something fried, it truly means I'm outside of the house, I may be hanging out with friends or dining out for one reason or another. And so it becomes a conscious choice whether or not I'm going to pick up something and eat it, and it'd be all greasy and unhealthy for me. So I'd like you to really start examining the food that you are taking in and saying to yourself, I am so worth having a much healthier lifestyle. And so with that said, if you're tossing away that skillet and all that Crisco oil, and you're driving past now all of those fast food places and turning away, then you need the alternatives, right? You need to say to yourself, okay, I'm going to start making the time to bake, or picking up the type of devices I need, like a crock pot, so I can have the food simmering all day so it'll be properly cooked for me and I don't have to eat unhealthily. Or something that I discovered, and no doubt I'm probably the only one in America, more than likely without one, is the Forman grill. You know, for those of us that love that grilled salmon, or let's say grilled chicken, for example, or certain foods with that grilled flavor to it, the Forman grill is outstanding. And more importantly, it's very quick to use. I mean, within like 8 to maybe 15 minutes, you can have a whole meal prepared between using that Forman grill and, let's say, your microwave. One thing that I like to do, one replacement that I've made in place of the fried foods, let's say a bunch of chicken McNuggets at McDonald's and the French fries, is I will grill up some salmon on my Forman grill, and then I will get a bag of my steamable vegetables, put them in the microwave and cook them up, and within about 8 to 15 minutes, my meal is done. So certainly think about devices that can help you, like the Forman grill, like the crock pot, like different things that you can boil and bake and microwave that can help start gearing you toward walking away from unhealthy eating. I know a couple of years ago there was a movie that came out called Super Size Me. And if you missed that movie, it was one where a gentleman and his girlfriend were pretty much doing almost like a documentary about his life and eating McDonald's for a month and the impact on his system. And where a lot of us don't certainly eat fast foods every day, the impact on our system, and no doubt over time this is true, and Lord knows I'm not a doctor, so I'm just speaking from what I feel and what I've experienced, but as the years go by, your body does start to feel it. And as we get older, you know, a lot of us want to live longer, right? And so why not live longer and feel good instead of living longer and your body is struggling to make it? Now, as I close today, this segment on getting rid of that unhealthy eating, I want to tell you about an awesome website that I came across through this program that I mentioned at work. And the website is mypyramid.gov, mypyramid.gov, mypyramid.gov. Check it out. And when you go to the site, what you'll notice is there is so much information out there on things that you should be eating and that you could be eating, and all of the various choices that are available. And what I love about the site, too, is whether or not you're a man or a woman, regardless of your size or your height, there's an area on that site where you could plug in very little information. I believe it asks for your weight and your height, and that's it. I haven't been on it in a couple of months. But it's just like two or three pieces of information that it asks for. And after you enter that information, it will produce for you a worksheet. And I use this worksheet every day. I've printed up 31 copies of it, and I use it month after month. And on the My Pyramid worksheet, it literally has spaces on it where you can keep track of the amount of food you should be eating based on your gender, based on your height, your weight. So it's pretty cool, and it tells you how many calories per day you need to be eating, and you can make a selection there based on whether or not you want to maintain your current weight or if your goal is to lose weight. And what I love about it is that it breaks it down into six different parts. It talks about the grains and how many ounces you're supposed to be having and what the equivalent is for each ounce. For example, it says that 1 ounce of grains is equivalent to a half cup of cooked rice. Now, it also breaks down the vegetables you should be having, the fruits, the milk, meat and beans, and the amount of physical activity that you should be doing. And then what's cool, too, is when you are on the site, there are different areas that you can go under where you can find out more information about each part that it's broken down. So let's say, for example, you're not certain on the type of fruits you should be eating. It talks about all of the fruits and gives you information about the health benefits of them. And then at the very bottom of the worksheet, you could kind of score yourself. It has three different areas with little boxes you can check off. And you can kind of check, do you think you did great, so-so, or not so great? And it has two lines there also that say, my food goal for tomorrow is, my activity goal for tomorrow is. So you can kind of decide right then and there, what are your plans as you are heading into tomorrow's day. So I highly recommend that you get this. It has helped me. Only takes a few minutes out of your day to write in the information, but it'll truly help keep you on track because you're holding yourself accountable. And I know when I look at this, and I go to put in something that I know is not healthy for me. Let's say, for example, today I had a great Snickers bar, and it was absolutely delicious. All that chocolate and peanuts and, of course, the fat and everything else that's in it, but regardless, it was good. And then I go to plug that into my little chart here. And first off, it would fall into an area that says, some foods don't fit into any group. These extras may be mainly fat or sugar limit your, or excuse me, may be mainly fat or sugar, limit your intake of these. So that's the area I'd even have to write it in, right? And so, you know, you've got to write it, and already you're thinking, man, you know, I'm kind of blowing it here and eating this candy bar. And I always like to say to myself, too, you know, I've had pizza before. I have had burgers before. I've had fries before. I can recall the taste pretty much in my head. I already know it's good. It's fattening. The salty taste behind it, I already know all of that. And I'm at a point now, you know, eventually we reach a point in our life where our body is not as forgiving as it was in our teens and 20s. So giving up all of that food that is really not good for us and not healthy is truly worth it. So run, do not walk, as some people like to say. Run to the mypyramid.gov website so that you can get all of the information that's there and start logging your information within the chart. And again, not just logging it on this worksheet, but it telling you, here is what you should be having if you're looking to lose weight. Now, as I close today, I want to wish you good luck on this journey that's ahead of you. And if you're anything like me, you may say to yourself, you know, what's going to make this journey any different from the past? And what will make it different is the information that you receive and that you look up and that you maintain so that you truly can make a difference. Now, just another reminder, part two of these weight loss tips I'll be giving you will be coming up on Friday, January 21st, and that's at 11 o'clock. I would love for you to keep me posted on how you're doing, your successes and your challenges. You can drop me an email at mailtobanks@aol.com. It's spelled M-A-I-L, the number two. B as in boy, A-N-K-S, at aol.com. Certainly go over to blogtalkradio.com/Elisec. And Elisec, again, is spelled E-L-L-A-C-E-C, to become a friend of the show and to keep track on when the next segments are coming up, as well as the next guests that I have scheduled for upcoming shows. If you're looking for me out on the web, please go over to MySpace as well as Facebook. I am on both of those. And I hope that you also swing by Amazon.com and pick up copies of all four of my books. We can all read, right? Do more reading instead of eating and worrying about all these crazy, unhealthy foods we shouldn't be having. And my book titles are called Woman of Integrity, Becoming a Published Author, Barrenhood, and Surviving a Layoff. And book number five is currently in progress. So with all that said, I wish you well. Whether your New Year's resolution is to lose weight or to do something else in your life, I wish you the best success with it. And again, drop me some lines through email and let me know your status. I wish you all the best. Take good care, and thank you for listening.